You could almost hear the cackles of dead palm trees rattling when the news broke this week that Westgate Resort's timeshare magnate David Siegel had once again squeezed his way into significance by unleashing an email upon his 7,000 employees urging, or passively aggressively demanding, that they consider voting for Republican Mitt Romney, if in fact they'd like to keep their jobs. "My motivation to work and to provide jobs will be destroyed, and with it, so will your opportunities," he wrote, uncreatively copying a similar missive that made the rounds against Obama in 2008. "If that happens, you can find me in the Caribbean, sitting on the beach, under a palm tree, retired. And with no employees to worry about." It's a sickeningly stirring crescendo to a chorus that's reverberating throughout Florida right now, the sense that the hardworking wealthy are going to do anything they can to make certain that their bullying powers remain intact, democracy be damned. Just look at Darden's latest political ploy, limiting low-end staffers to 30 hours a week in protest of Obamacare, or at Tuesday's straight-face attempts by chambercrats in Broward County to delay, if not deny, a wage theft ordinance that simply ensures that employees are paid for the hours that they've worked. A similar move by the chamber and Republican leaders in Orange County on the sick time issue has effectively sent the mayor and commissioners into a deathly tailspin of threats, lies, and cell phone emoticons. If it's class four warfare that business and Republican interests are after in the Sunshine State, they've certainly succeeded. It's just a shame that they're the only ones who can afford the tax haven island trips to escape it, past the tanning butter.